I just remember feeling like a rag doll on the table because I was awake when the doctor and everybody were trying to stop the bleeding.
For many women, bringing a child into the world is one of life's happiest moments. But for Jade Wexler, it was also one of life's most traumatic.
The doctor, she came back and talked to us later about how I lost a lot of blood and really could have died.
Wexler is one of a growing number of women in the U.S. to experience severe maternal morbidity.
Anything that could cause long-term harm but doesn't kill you is defined as severe morbidity.
Dr. Barbara Levy is the Vice President of Health Policy at the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
Hemorrhage is one thing. Having a stroke is another.
And when these things aren't caught and corrected in time, they can lead to death. Dr. Constance Bowen is a physician and an associate clinical professor at George Washington University. And for the last several years, she's been working with medical professionals and policymakers to push for a panel to review D.C.'s maternal deaths.
Are these women showing up late for their maternity care? Is that a problem? Are they having a hard time getting to their appointments?
33 other states have these panels, including Maryland and Virginia, and they've been able to identify trends and implement policies to reverse them.
We have an unacceptable rate of maternal mortality, as well as a really wide disparity, even within our own city.
D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen wrote the legislation to convene D.C.'s first panel, which will meet this fall.
We need to look at access to care. We need to look at the quality of care. We need to look at geographic distribution of care. We need to look at what is driving a racial disparity. That's what we want the review commission to look at.
Depending on the year, D.C.'s reported rates of maternal mortality are higher than most states in the country. But D.C. Health Department Director Dr. Laquandra Nesbitt says one reason behind that is because of the city's small population.
Now, we want to be very clear with people that one person dying from anything is too many, especially when it comes to being something that is preventable.
In fact, some research shows that about 60% of maternal deaths are preventable.
One of the big causes is blood pressure. Pregnancy can cause certain bad health problems to occur.
Experts say that's why early access to prenatal care is crucial to avoid bad outcomes. But for many, it's difficult. It means taking time off work, arranging childcare, and coordinating transportation.
What do you think? Can you tell us a story? Tell us a story.
At her last prenatal visit, Wexler's doctor diagnosed her with HELLP syndrome, a condition that causes a breakdown of red blood cells and elevated liver enzymes. She was directed to deliver her baby right away.
People just don't know how hard pregnancy can be and delivery and all the things that can happen, and you think that's not going to happen to me, but then it can.
For our next part in the series, we'll look at disparities in maternal mortality and why Black women are dying from pregnancy-related causes at a rate 3 to 4 times their peers. I'm Rachel Nania.